In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Please be seated. Well, it should be obvious by now what feast day we are celebrating today. Today we celebrate the Feast of All Saints. It's a feast that harkens all the way back to the 600s, when Boniface IV had taken numerous remains of Christian martyrs from the catacombs of the Pantheon of Agrippa and dedicated a new basilica to Mary, the mother of our Lord, and to the martyrs. Back then, it was a feast that celebrated the triumph of Christ over the false pagan deities. And today, we also celebrate that triumph, but we also commemorate and rejoice in all of the saints that have come after, who have received the crowns of martyrdom, of glory through their life, their death, and earthly sacrifices for the sake of Christ and his eternal kingdom. In the entirety of this evening's Mass reflects the glorious majesty of heaven. Through song and verse, we are given a glimpse of heaven and of those that dwell within. In our epistle, John tells us that the 12,000 are there, and a great multitude of every nation, tribe, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white. As our prescribed Vespers hymn asserts, Christ and his mother are also there. So too are the angels and archangels, the prophets, the apostles, the martyrs and confessors, all who have adorned themselves with their choir robes and rejoice in heaven with the song, Salvation to our God who sitteth upon the throne and to the Lamb. And now the words spoken by our Lord in this evening's gospel are fulfilled. For blessed are they indeed who have triumphed in the name of Christ, as they now know the fruits of their labors have come to harvest. For great is their reward in heaven. But tonight isn't just about the past. It isn't just about those who have come before us. Because to an extent, while we commemorate and celebrate those that have come before and rejoice in their crown, we also must be careful not to dwell in the past. As Jesus reminds us, anyone who puts a hand to the plow and then looks back is not fit for what? The kingdom of God. Luke chapter 9, verse 61 through 62. Do you know what this means? It means we still have work to do, don't we? It means that there is still time left for us, thank God, in the day, before the sun sets on our earthly lives, to continue to strive to the throne room of God. There's still time to make a difference. Time enough to turn sinners into saints. Now, that's something to rejoice over. The beautiful glimpse of heaven we have been given tonight is still a reality for us. Let us not squander it, but rejoice in our efforts and trust in Christ. Yes, trust him completely, totally, even when things don't seem to be going your way. Yes, even in poverty, in sorrow, in mourning, in hunger, and in times of disease, and in any and every occasion, trust him, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. That's the stuff of true discipleship. True blessings are made of. As Jesus himself declares, I am with you always, even unto the end. And my friends, that's what we celebrate tonight. That we have a faith that endures and are backed not only by Christ and his all-holy mother and the angels, but by a multitude of witnesses that no man can number. What a glorious battalion that we have behind us. And what a magnificent God we serve. May He be praised forever and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen.